It's 105.1 Jack FM, Jared and Shireen in the morning on County 10's morning show. We welcome Mr. Brett Jones to the studio. Brett is the president of the Riverton High School Key Club. We're gearing up for some Thanksgiving meal fundraisers and distribution, and you've got some opportunities for the community to help out. But Brett, before we get into that, give us a little introduction about yourself, if you don't mind.
Sure. So I'm Brett Jones. I'm a senior, and I'm the president of Key Club currently. I've been in that position for 2 years. I joined 4 years ago as a freshman because my neighbor was the advisor, and I thought I'd try it out. Key Club is a volunteer service organization, so I thought it would be a good thing for me to get involved in, and I loved it the first time I did it, so I've stuck with it for 4 years now.
That's awesome. You touched on it there a little bit, but for folks that don't know, for folks that didn't do this in high school, what is Key Club? What's the mission exactly?
Yeah, so Key Club is an international organization dedicated to serving one's community wherever you live. Community can also, you know, be defined as your town, but your state, your country, and the world itself. So we have different levels from an international level all the way down to our club level in Riverton here. And we just do community service work. So we put on a Thanksgiving dinner every year. We help our local Kiwanis Club, which is the adult version of us, put on coats for folks. We have different toy drives and fundraisers, but we really are dedicated to community service and bettering those around us.
That's fantastic. You love to hear that. All right, so it's always a good time to think about other people as we approach the holidays. And if I'm not mistaken, you guys have been involved in the past in a lot of Thanksgiving gift basket fundraiser kind of things. What's going on again this year?
Yeah, so I think this is our 14th year.
Wow.
Doing this Thanksgiving dinner. And for the first 12 years, we brought together 100 to 200 volunteers in James A. Moore Career Center. And we started early Thanksgiving morning, just cooking all sorts of things, turkeys, casseroles, yams. And we put it all together in hot and cold boxes and delivered it to people. Obviously with COVID, that has totally stopped. So we can't really have access to those kitchens. We can't serve warm meals, and we definitely can't deliver. So last year we partnered with Foundations for Nations Food Bank on Monroe, and we decided to do a drive-through Thanksgiving dinner. So instead of baking or cooking individual meals, we put together entire baskets for a family with an entire turkey and, you know, all your things that you want for your Thanksgiving meal. And then we just had first come, first serve drive-through. So people would drive up, they'd open their trunk, we'd throw a basket in the back of their car, and they'd drive away with the Thanksgiving meal. And we're doing the same thing again this year. Last year we did 200 baskets. This year we're doing 250 because there were still people in line when we were done last year. So it's really exciting. We get to serve actually more people than we did when we cooked the hot meals. So I'm really excited that we're able to serve our community in such a big way.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Just hats off to you guys for organizing that, for doing that. What do you need from the folks out there? Do you need supplies? Do you need volunteers?
So it's easiest for us to go buy the materials on our own. So we've already worked with a lot of church organizations that have collected things, but at this point, we really just need monetary donations. So if you're willing to donate, just write a check to Riverton High School Key Club, and you can turn it into the central office, which is near the old high school at Tonkin, or you can bring it to the high school secretary, or you can get it to basically anyone in the school district, and they'll probably figure out a way to get it to us. So.
Perfect. Anything else that we should look forward to as far as the school year goes on, or are you just focused on Thanksgiving and then be on to the next step?
Right now, we're pretty focused on Thanksgiving, but we're also looking for service opportunities because with COVID, a lot of our normal ones have stopped. So I would say to those listening, if you have a service opportunity that we could help with, please get a hold of us. Either, you know, call the high school or someone, again, associated with the district, and they'll get you in contact with us. But we are looking for a lot of service opportunities. Yep, and for those of you who need to stop by and get a meal, we will be at Foundations for Nations, 620 East Monroe, this Saturday, November 20th, at 11 o'clock. So we'll distribute from 11 to 1. It probably won't take that long. So see you there at 11.
First come, first serve. If you know somebody in need, don't hesitate to tell them. If you yourself are in need, don't hesitate to stop by. All right, guys, thank you again for all you're doing. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.